This is only the second year that such a service has been available during the fall. Dale Pelsey-Becton, the school district's assistant superintendent for instruction and academic accountability, explains that previously, the federal government required Title I schools, which typically serve low-income families, to work with pre-approved vendors on their after-school programs. However, last year, the state cleared districts to use this funding to set up their own programs.
So we started our own program where we're serving 1,000 kids and paying less money for that service so that the more kids and more money goes to the Title I schools to use as they deem necessary.
Pelsey-Becton says that when the school district had to go through federally approved vendors, it could only afford to provide after-school programs for 500 students, and only during the spring.
When we're doing it ourselves and can hire our folks, we start it in the fall so that the children have consistency throughout the year of having this extra help.
Pelsey-Becton explains that now the school board hires after-school program managers, hourly employees who do not teach, to run the programs. She says this ensures school staff don't have to step in after the school day ends, which helps to prevent burnout. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.